The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire
podcast, and also the stream is at TNTRadioEmpire.com in case you have different listening habits like a lot of you do now because you're stuck in the house or not going to work. Stay home.
All kinds of different habits.
Yeah, exactly. All over the country.
Picking up new bad habits.
I haven't got a... Yeah. I don't know what I'm...
Unless your wife throws away your edibles.
Yeah.
Then you can't pick up that new bad habit.
Makes it harder.
Somebody else comes through for you.
Dumbass. No, I mean, it wasn't... I don't know why I call it dumbass here. I guess me.
Yeah, you.
Yeah, but what are the odds? And she took emptied the bookcase for no reason. Well, there was a reason, but I didn't think... I don't know why. Whatever. We're going to find some weed. Can I buy some pot from you? That was it. That's my favorite. One of my favorite lines from Animal House when he gets high. Can I buy some pot from you?
It was on this date in 1948. You might remember where you were when the UN established the World Health Organization.
Ooh.
So at my house the other day, someone was actually reading something out loud, and right. I don't remember if it was to me or something, but I was actually in the other room. And
you have a family full of out loud readers?
No.
Good out loud readers.
No, this is the first time it happened in years. Yeah. And so it had to do with the World Health Organization.
Who?
They were asking a question, and I said, who? And they said, the World Health Organization.
Ah, you fell for it.
And I said,
who? They figured it out?
I don't know. I was in the other room. I just let it go. I wasn't going to pursue this.
Our listeners, they get it. They look at each other. But sometimes their spouses don't get it, and they go, what? What? Who? What? This guy, it's 6:30 back out west, right?
Yeah.
So he's up.
Well,
he's up.
I let him pick the time.
Yeah.
He thought this would be good.
All right.
Are you thinking otherwise now?
I am thinking otherwise. It was supposed to be the kids aren't up yet.
Okay.
But...
So I need to be America's favorite dad, but first I need to be America's funniest comedian. I knew you needed me.
How Augie Smith with us, by the way. We follow him on Twitter. Obviously, haven't seen him in a while because he's. How long has it been? Is this the longest you've ever done not done stand up? 3-4 weeks, whatever.
Yeah, like you said on Facebook the other day, you haven't touched a mic stand since what? This is the longest you've gone since 1990 without touching a mic. Since you started, basically.
Well, without adjusting a mic stand, it's been since 1990. I'm going a little bit mad. I do a Facebook Live thing every night where I just do push-ups.
I've seen that.
I'm out of ideas. It's the only thing left, people. People don't expect a fitness video from Augie Smith, but that's what they're going to get because we're going to have to reshape everything. These are the end times, man. I was shopping on Amazon for flamethrowers. Why? The wife won't let me have a gun. That's why. That's what it's come to. I'm going to use a flamethrower on my fellow man. So, yeah.
They seem pretty... they seem pretty effective.
I'm teaching the kids to find water and fight, trying to be a good parent that way. They're sending me home. My son, you know, he's in TK. They call that, that's what they call the year before kindergarten here. I call it LGBTK, getting big laughs with that one. But these people have the gall to cyber sending home homework? No, there's no homework anymore.
No.
This is Armageddon, man. No. My son is learning to grow crops on no soil. That's what he's learning. Drawing a picture of a horse and telling you about the horse. It's not doing it. The Smith family has been doing the right thing for like 5 weeks because we got sick. I think we had it.
Oh, really?
We had it like a month ago. Yeah. And, you know, you can't get tested or anything, but it was very bad. So we're not like the rest of you filthy savages that have been out there just licking each other and going to kissing booths and stuff. We've actually been home doing the right thing. But nobody else is, so it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if I do the right thing. Because you're just out there spreading the disease and wrestling and stuff. What is wrong with America? You see the governor in Georgia? He just found out last week that asymptomatic people can spread it.
Yep.
Last week he's going to, man, now they say you got to wash your hands, man. What is going on? This just in. You're not supposed to mix critter blood and human blood when they're fiddling with your insides. What kinds of new medical technology coming out? It's madness.
Yes, it's very disconcerting that our fate is in the hands of a bunch of idiots.
Oh, my God.
And you're reminded of that all the time.
Yeah, we got a dumb governor who's an idiot, too. It's just ridiculous. We're staying in here. At least the show's staying in. There's a lot of people that don't care, but it's sad. How old are your kids die? I forget. I see you on the Facebook all the time with them.
We got a 5-year-old and a 3-year-old.
Oh my God.
The good news is, I think my 5-year-old might be a genius.
Yeah.
So here's what happened 2 days ago. So my daughter and I are playing Connect Four, and her idea of playing Connect Four is we just fill the board with all the checkers, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we start to fill the board, and we get to the end, and there's one left, you know, and it's red checkers and yellow checkers,
right?
And there's one empty space. And my daughter says, "What color? What color is missing?" And my son, who was just absentmindedly watching it, says red. And then I counted him up, and he was right.
Whoa.
The missing color was red. Now, I know what you're saying, Todd and Tyler. You're saying, oh, he had a 50-50 chance.
Yeah.
Sure. Okay. So I decided to test the theory.
Right.
So I have a chalkboard, right? I have a big chalkboard in my living room, as you guys probably know. So I wrote a really complicated algebra problem on the chalkboard one night, and I went to bed, and then I tried to catch him, right, doing the complicated algebra problem, and I wake up at night, and my daughter is doing the problem.
Yeah.
And I'm like, get out of there. That's for your brother. It ain't good Jill hunting. That's a sexist joke I'm working on, guys.
I saw the Goodwill Hunting was coming. I saw that coming down the pike there. Is your wife working, or is she home with you?
That's the thing, is that so she works from home.
Right.
And she works for FedEx, so she's never been busier.
Yeah.
She works 24/7, and I just take care of the kids in the house. So as you might imagine, the kids in the house are not doing so well. Suffering in the apocalypse.
Oh, I can't wait to see you in person again, man. I can't wait.
I was supposed to be there.
I know.
Last week or something.
Yeah, you were. You're supposed to be here coming up, man. Hey, did you, I know you were both headliners for years. You might not have ran the same circles, but did you ever hang out with Vic Henley, our friend Vic Henley?
No, you know, the thing is, I've known of Vic, of course, for 30 years,
right.
And we just never ran into each other. But he's one of these guys that I can tell you, even though I didn't know him, he's one of the few people in comedy I've never heard a bad word about.
Yeah, we were thinking about that. We were talking about that
all morning long.
Yeah.
Unlike all of us, he was beloved. Yeah. Everybody.
Yes, he was. And well, the sad thing is he didn't die of the corona.
I know.
No.
Like, if you die, it better be the corona, or people are very disappointed.
I know. It kind of seems that way. It's goofy, but it does seem that way, right? They're disappointed.
Did you hear about Vic? He died. Corona?
No.
Oh, that's too bad. That's too bad that corona.
That is brutal. Augie, you want to follow Augie on the social media, because I know you're bored. So you do push-ups every night? So that's a... Yeah, people don't expect a fitness video from Augie Smith.
Yeah, it's 9 p.m. Pacific, right?
9 p.m. Pacific, so if you want to stay up late and do nighttime push-ups, I do. It's not. People expect a stand-up show. It's not a stand-up show. I talk into the camera for like 10 minutes. and then we do as many push-ups as we can. Yeah. Right now we're on 51. We're gonna kick it up to 52.
Excellent.
I think this week.
So that's a personal best so far. 51.
51 is the most that I've gotten.
All right.
So we're gonna.
And that's over the course that's over the course of 10 minutes.
24 hours.
Okay. 24 hours.
No, you do it
right
then. Come on, man.
All right. Well, I've got half a mind to join you one of these nights. Perhaps this week.
I would love it. And say something so I know you're there. I'm still getting used to the technology of talking into a phone to be funny, since that's the only comedy that'll exist in the new America. So.
Yep.
Yeah, unfortunately, you're right.
I need to master being good at this if I'm going to take care of my family.
Yeah, I'm learning a lot of things, like, you know, where my computer sits. I usually work off a desktop, and the lighting there is very bad.
So,
I'm kind of backlit. The light should actually be in front of you.
Right, yeah, exactly.
So I got that all wrong.
Yeah. August.
Well, the first couple of times I was just walking around with holding the phone into my face, mm-hmm. which is very distracting. Mm-hmm. I've learned to put it into a stand.
Yeah.
So that's a big step right there.
Yeah, we're all going to become cinematographers at this point, or at least try.
Yeah.
Oh, man, let's hope not. Augie, thanks, buddy. Thanks for getting up early and calling, man, Augie Smith. And hopefully,
thanks for having me, boys.
Wash your hands, stay safe, you know, don't kill anybody, all right?
Don't tell me to wash my hands. I'll do what I want. I'm growing an apocalypse beard, which is the dumbest idea ever because I touch my face 3,000 times a day because it scratches.
You're letting your beard grow?
Yeah. And I touch it all the time.
I got to see that.
Since your wife is working all the time, are you the one that runs the errands? Do you go get the groceries and the booze or whatever you might need?
I do. I head out every week and I get supplies once a week. And so, but we're real lucky because we have some masks. They're not the surgical masks. Yeah. We're not jerks. I'm not supporting those ones. But we have the regular mask because luckily the wife had pneumonia a couple weeks ago.
Luckily.
You know, thank God. We're stocked up.
Thanks, Augie. Talk soon, buddy. Be careful.
Bye-bye.
See you, buddy.
All right. He was angry enough to begin with, his stand-up. You know, he's been coming here for years and stand-up is amazing. I mean, he was pissed off when times were good.
I think he saw the apocalypse coming.
Yeah, you're right. He was always that guy. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, remember, this is the guy who stopped taking the antidepressants because they made him happy.
Yeah.
That says everything you need to know about Augie Smith.
Yeah, well, he had a couple of bad relationships. Yeah. Well, went bad on him.
So yeah, he was.
Now he's happy with the wife and the kids.
Worried about keeping the hate alive.
But it's there. Mm-hmm. It's back.
I think it's fine.
It's back now.
Yeah.
It's back. Josh Wolf later too, by the way, this morning. We got Cable Guy on. Check it out, podcast. Louis Black tomorrow, puss?
Yes, he is. Because it's Passover.
And have you tried some stand-up comedy into your phone there, Nick?
No. I'm just bombing at the dinner table.
Well, that's the worst right? audience.
That's what it should be called.
I'll say something, and my daughter will just look at me and go, that's not funny. Like,
bombing at the dinner
table.
She
don't know comedy.
No, she doesn't.
You can't let the kids determine what's funny.
At least our kids, no, because they don't think we're funny.
They don't know what's funny.
When they do laugh, it means more, though. You're like, okay.
That's
you couldn't
true.
Help it, because they don't want to laugh at you.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point. That's a good point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I understand the sentiment.
Yeah. They don't want to laugh at you.
Well, yeah, because then they're acknowledging that you're funny.
Yeah.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
We are celebrating National Beer Day, Nick.
Yeah.
Yes, I will.
You mentioned that earlier.
Yeah. We got to let everybody know, just in case somebody missed it.
Right.
National Beer Day. Have a beer.
I will do that. I've been doing that every day.
Well, you know, you've been working up to it. Yesterday was New Beers Day.
Yeah, that was the
New Beers Eve.
Right. Some of the 52 players that had pussy galore honor Blackman in our Deadpool include, but are not limited to, I Can't Say That Name. Also, getting a hit, I'm Only Gay for Jesus.
Oh, man, I've got to put that back in there. Damn it.
I'm Secretly Gay gets a hit, as does I See Porn Through Craig's Eyes.
Oh, yeah, I do.
I Am Not Kevin gets a hit. Limp Ditkas gets a hit, as does Lincoln's an Asshat.
Lincoln's an Asshat.
Motorboating the Diamond Bra gets a hit.
That's a sliced That's up painful. Face there.
As does Nip Tuck Uranus. Pill Cosby.
Brilliant name, by the way. That's a brilliant name.
Pink Sock Playdate gets a hit, as does Poop Loggy Log. Pop, pop, pimp, pop, whatever. We're going to let that one go.
Are you just stuttering there or what?
Pop, pops, pimpled.
Okay.
Oh, the alliteration continues there, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I still don't get it, but tell me off the air. Pop, pop.
What kind of what kind of cheese we got going here?
Oh, okay.
I eat pecker cheese.
Okay. Pop, pops, pimpled.
Pecker cheese.
Or, yeah, or no cheese.
Okay. Oh.
I'll take
Hold
the pecker.
Cheese. Hold no the cheese. Cheese. I got it. Oh, that's gross, man.
That would spoil.
Thank you. Yeah, why is that your name? Dude, why is that your name? Why is that your name? That's Was that on the show? Wow.
And pound me too, Mike.
Well, when I'm done.
I'll get hits with Honor Blackman.
Pushy galore. You have more to go?
Yeah, we have a few more.
Finish that today.
Yeah. Yeah. If you're young, by the way, that was the name of an actual character.
Yeah.
In a James Bond movie.
Yeah, they don't name nobody names their kids pussy anymore.
Nope.
It's a damn shame. Nope. You guys did.
Yeah. Yeah, but you were like 19 when we named you pussy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It stuck.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Yeah. Didn't John Oliver make a reference to Big Pussy a couple weeks ago?
Yeah.
Big Pussy from The Sopranos.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, well, that's
How Puss got his name.
Yeah, he was named.
Yeah.
In honor of, because he came aboard right after they killed the Big Pussy character on Sopranos. Sorry, spoil that for you. Because I know a lot of you are going back and watching that.
You can watch it for free right now with HBO. Oh, that's one of the ones they gave for free. That's
and great. If you haven't seen The Sopranos, you should. That would be a good one to binge.
Oh, big time.
Top five all time.
Yeah. Highly series. Recommend.
Yeah. I've been trying to watch Ozark, and I can't get it to load on Netflix.
Really?
There's I don't know if I'm an idiot, but is there?
Well,
you're right.
You are.
As far as this goes, like if everybody's trying to watch the same show, does that make a difference?
I don't think so because I
think it's just Netflix in general has a lot of traffic on it right now.
Yeah,
and so does your neighborhood internet network.
Yeah, because I'll go to like a different. I'll go to watch something else that's like not trending, and that'll pop up just fine. But it's like the popular stuff that I think everybody's watching is not coming through.
I usually watch Ozark at night. I finish it, by the way. It's amazing. And I usually watch it at night. But I tried to watch Friday night. We wanted to watch a movie with the kids. And, God, I went through everything. And nobody wanted to agree on anything. And then the kids are old enough. And Ryder wanted to watch Bert. Bert's big boy. The kid. Mm-hmm. And he's old enough to hear Bert Kreischer. But it kept pausing. I mean, he'd go into about four or five jokes and then just pause. And we just got
so frustrated.
Yeah. I said, I can't do
it
this.
It might have a lot to do with your internet provider.
Well, everybody's on it. And you might have your area is all being used, right? But my Ozark's been running pretty quick.
With how busy it is. Yeah. It might have to do with your neighborhood.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's a lot of factors involved.
Yeah.
Are there 18 other things on the internet in your house?
Yeah, there were, but I couldn't get Ozark to come up, so I just went to Better Call Saul, and like that started right away.
Yeah.
Well, then it might be. It might be because everybody's watching that one particular show.
I don't know how it works.
Yeah, I don't know.
But you never watched any of the episodes of Ozark yet?
I've seen the first two seasons.
Okay,
good.
But again,
like our TV upstairs, I've seen that opening scene like six times.
Yeah.
I've seen like the first 6 minutes of it because it'll be all blurry, and then it'll just like stop working, and I'm like,
you're going to have to put your foot down, go around the house, and shut down every wireless device, and fire up the third season of Ozark.
That'll help the kid. That'll help the relationship with the kids. You guys get off so I can do something.
But the third season of Ozark is intense throughout. There's really not a letdown in any of those episodes.
No, it's a great show. Excellent show.
One through 10.
I started watching Better Call Saul last night, too. I saw the first episode.
Oh, yeah.
It's good, obviously.
I think there's actually some internet providers. There's like apps that you can download to manage your home network where you can literally go in and disconnect people from the network just from your phone.
No. Well, nice. Nick was saying when
you could do that to the kids.
His computer busts at work, he just says, it's broken. So,
yeah.
I wouldn't know how to do that either.
It's the same at the house.
Exactly.
Hey, the garbage disposal's making noise. Yeah, that's broke.
Yeah, we just unhook our internet and plug it back in, reset. That's how we do it, the wireless. That seems to work.
Yeah, you got to do that every now and again.
But everything, you're right, everything. It's just everybody's watching something. Netflix, obviously.
Yeah, a few people are actually working.
Now, that's true.
On the internet.
Yeah, that's true.
I just got my daughter started watching this show on Netflix called All-American. It's like football. I was just so glad that she stopped. She's off of the Disney sitcoms.
Yeah, that's
at least temporarily.
That's a good show. It's about a kid that plays college ball, gets into trouble a little bit. Yeah, mm-hmm. I heard it's pretty good.
Yeah. I'm just glad it doesn't have the laugh track.
Yeah. Researchers from China, America, Switzerland, and Canada.
That is a big day, though, when kids get away and watch older stuff. I like that. Both my kids have moved on to that.
Watching the grown-up TV.
Grown-up
yeah,
TV.
And I thought she had. Then this damn Disney Plus comes out. It's like, they're all here.
Yeah, that would suck.
We've been making our way. We just finished getting our way through over the weekend of the Pirates of the Caribbean movie.
Oh, I never saw any of those.
Those are actually pretty tolerable. All right. Nobody's animated.
I love that. Pretty tolerable. I know what that means, too. That's the funny part about it.
Well, nobody in those movies just spontaneously bursts into song.
Right.
You know?
Craig, I'm sorry.
Whatever.
I know.
No, that's fine.
I'm not really.
We got time.
Go ahead.
We got time.
I know we do.
And I thought maybe I had a little bit more time for this, but we'll get this in. Researchers from China, America, Switzerland, and Canada found that in an attempt to lose weight, most diets usually result in roughly the same amount of weight loss and cardiovascular improvements over a period of about 6 months. A year later, though, the majority of those benefits are gone.
Yeah, you have to just change your way.
Except for the Mediterranean diet.
Oh, however, yeah?
Yeah, that's Mediterranean diets seem to keep their lower bad cholesterol down. Keep the bad cholesterol lower among dieters a year afterwards.
I love all that food, the Mediterranean diet. I'd love it, but I don't know how you would just, I don't know how to do
it all
the
time. Well, it's got to be a lifestyle. It's got to become a lifestyle. Right. It can't just be a fad or a binge. Yeah, you'll probably lose weight if you do that, but then you get back to regular routine. Yeah, you're just going to gain it all back.
They looked at all the popular diets that are going around, this thing, that thing, and all the ones you've heard of. The differences in benefits between the most popular diet programs were small. The study's authors say that dieters should simply choose the weight loss plan they enjoy the most and don't worry about the advertised benefits over different meal plans.
Lay off me, I'm starving!
But you can read about 1,000 different diets and it always comes around to the Mediterranean diet. It's a lot of vegetables, it's a lot of fish, it's a lot of olive oil.
Yeah.
And they seem to be the most healthy people diet-wise anyway. People who stick to the Mediterranean diet.
Big old cheeseburger and pizza. How about that? Is that on there?
That's not on.
Sounds good.
Mediterranean diet, but it sure is good.
Italy's on the Mediterranean.
It's on the it's in the pandemic diet for a lot of people. You got to have comfort food once in a while when this is happening.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's like our buddy Augie just said, it's end of times.
Yeah, I'm not going to start dieting during the apocalypse.
No.
Let's see how this works out.
Exactly.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.